Welcome back, everyone, to episode 2 of Roll Highly. So I'm going to give you a quick recap of last time's events, and to determine how well I'm going to recount you guys with the story, I'm going to roll a d20. 1. So, that's a 14.
Oh,
weird font.
Goodness.
It's a weird font. The 4 just looked like a tentacle because I'm using Cthulhu dice.
That's fair.
All right, so that's like a 75-ish percent. So, you know, our heroes, Scabs and Ivar and Adala Diddle and Thin Lizzie, were going around, and it was a bit of a goose chase at first because the adventure didn't know what it wanted to do. So it eventually led to them going to the Black Caves, and then they fought some fire beetles that didn't glow, even though some people think they ought to have.
I mean, I'm just saying, the bestiary said that they glow.
Well, I had read that too far into the adventure to go back and retcon it.
Mulligan.
Yeah, Mulligan. Yeah. He should have told me.
Lizzie would be... He'd have one less scar if you had read the bestiary.
My neck still hurts.
And then there were some young slime molds, which are described as an ooze, even though... Yes, the famous rapper Young Slime Mold. Thank you, Scabs, for throwing up gang signs that our viewers... young slime molds, which are classified as ooze, even though, as everyone knows, slime mold is part of the protist kingdom of life, and as such is not very ooze-like, but more like a gross, wet beehive.
Yeah, I really didn't realize that it was mold. It was literal mold.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, right?
Well, yeah, but I thought it was like
right?
slime.
Yeah, no, it's just fucking stringy mold.
Oh, God, that makes it worse that I got messed up by the last week.
my neck now hurts more.
That was from the Beatles.
You know, when it rains, it acts up.
Paul McCartney kicked you in the neck.
Could have been worse.
As he does.
Ringo.
And it's not a real mold, because mold is part of the fungus family, whereas slime molds are a protist. It's a misnomer, really.
Oh, yes, of course, biology.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there. It ended with them seeing the least fortunate half-orc in all of Galarian, which was impaled by both stalagmites and stalactites.
Which, it was off the recording, but Brian did get a inspiration point for correctly identifying stalagmites versus stalactites.
Right, I thought that there were
I wrote it down here.
I forgot
again.
What this was from, but it's down here.
I got you, fam.
Thank you.
And so there was also a blinding light coming from the other end of the stalagmite / stalactite forest, and then that's where we are. How was that for a 14? Do you think that was fair?
I'd say that was pretty good.
Yeah.
It's like you were telling it in passing almost.
Yeah.
Like, did you hear what happened last time?
Plus, we got derailed for a second when we started talking about taxonomy.
Oh, I really do like in the future we should... Hey, did you hear what happened last time? but...
And then just one episode we're like, yeah! And so, oh, all right.
Yeah, no, that's a 1. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know. Listen to it again.
Yeah.
Why is that my job?
We should mention that Kevin, who plays Ivar, is not here. We decided to start without him because he's an hour late, no call, no show. So I doubt he'll be invited back. Don't want to shit on him too much for outside things. Just for the inside thing of not being here when he knew what time to meet. All so right.
That's fair.
So, consequences will exist as they do.
I feel like we could also take this opportunity to shit on future Kevin for opening up the front door and messing up with the audio quality of this.
I mean, knock on wood that won't happen, but... Or maybe it will. I'd be okay with that. But it kind of throw us through a loop.
Alright, so without any further ado, the three of you are now at the beginning of this stalactite forest, and... What would you like to do about that?
Well, I believe we just saw some eyes, right?
You saw a very bright light.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You saw two very
bright
lights.
Well, Bernie Sanders' eyes, right?
They may or may not be the eyes of Bernie Sanders.
Okay, right, because we didn't roll to see what his eye color is.
Which you can see in a pitch black cave.
I mean, one specific
light.
If they were his eyes,
I didn't roll to see them.
There's also a blinding light right now, so...
Well,
you can't
yeah.
see in general.
Let's see. I have...
Do any of you have light sensitivity?
Let me see.
I feel like I might. I don't think so, but I feel like I might.
You want me to look up Rut Folk real quick?
I would love it if you did. Thank you.
All right, hopefully it's on here.
DM coming in clutch. No, I mean, like, Rat Folk as a race is on there, so hopefully sensitivities are. That said, hopefully I don't, and I'm going to bank on not. But can I roll either a Knowledge Arcana, Knowledge Nature, to see if I recognize what could be causing such a light?
I also would like to do that same thing.
You can both do that thing, and I'm not seeing anything. Okay, it says you have dark vision, yeah. But it doesn't say that you have light sensitivity.
Sweet!
Don't those usually go together?
They usually do, but I'll take it.
I don't have
no further questions.
I don't have dark vision or light sensitivity, so...
I mean, thankfully you can see the lights, what are happening, so that's good.
Yeah.
That'll keep us... Yeah. And we had torches or something last time, so...
Oh, yeah. I remember there was some sort of... Yeah.
Well, no, it was from the beetles.
Well, yeah, because they're bioluminescent.
Yeah, I'll let you make torches out of them. I threw you a bone. Great. I threw you an exoskeleton. You guys gonna roll or what?
Yeah.
On it. Okay.
Are we rolling Arcana or Nature?
I'm rolling Arcana.
Okay. I'm also going to roll Arcana first, then I'm going to roll Nature, if that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so Arcana, I got a... I'm sorry, you start, because you rolled first.
Oh, right.
I want to be sure.
For Knowledge Arcana, I got a 27.
I got a 29. Look at us go.
Nice.
Yeah. All
right. Rolling highly.
Yeah.
Following the
theme. Oh, he said the name.
So Adala can discern that one of the lights is coming from the left eye of what's called a Blindheim, whereas Scabs can tell that he is seeing the light source of the right eye of what's called a Blindheim.
All right. Can Wonderful. I roll Nature to see what I know about a Blindheim?
Sure.
Sweet. All right. 17 plus 8. 25. Thank you.
Not a problem.
All right. You know that Blindheims are gross and not to be messed with unless you're pretty confident. It would be good if you had someone with a warhammer. I don't know if anyone in the party usually has a warhammer, but that might come handy.
Well, this kind of throws us through something.
It's at the other end of the forest, by the way.
Okay.
So you can approach with caution.
Do we want to try and sneak past it?
First,
I think we should tell Finn Lizzy, like...
Yeah.
Hey.
I still can't see.
Hey, there's a Blindheim.
A what?
They've got these eyes that are really bright, you see, and, well, you can see for yourself, but we should avoid them.
I can't! I'm blind right now.
You can see the eyes, at the very least.
I mean, yes.
Yeah, that's all you need.
So,
if I'm not mistaken, they glow in cones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken,
neat.
Are
like,
you
comically.
Using the same voice as last week?
Yes, he is.
Trying.
Okay.
He's given it a little bit more cockney, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More confidence now that he's level 2.
Yeah, exactly. As
okay.
I level up, he's going to be more confident.
Awesome. Yeah,
he's
going to
go different
gonna...
British accents as you move on.
Just by the end of this,
wait
till
I be
like...
a chav.
I was level 20, you're Australian.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
I just need, like, a Jason Statham voice, but, like, explaining that he's a rat person.
I'll work on that and get back to... That's, like, level 8 territory.
Yeah.
Definitely level 8
but
territory.
But
I'll
work on that as I level up.
So, while the characters are practicing the accents, the cave once again grows dark as the Blindheim retrets into the next cell.
We did it, guys.
Good job. High five.
So it's still nearby, but this area is clear. So
okay. I would like to... first, I would like to be stealthy, if that's an option.
Yep.
Should I roll stealth?
Sure.
Same
okay.
Here. I'm going to do the same.
All right, that is a 4 plus 9 is 13.
Okay.
3 plus 8, so that's 11.
All right, so we're kind of on equal stealth plane.
I'm just going to roll for the heck of it.
Go for it.
Are you going to roll stealth, or
yes.
Are you just going to roll for the fun of rolling?
He's like, I sure do love this number 7. I hope it's the number... Whoa!
Anyway, I rolled a 7 for sneak. I clearly can't
okay.
sneak very well.
What's your armor again?
I have leather armor.
Okay.
And a light steel shield.
So, as you try to walk stealthily, your shield scrapes against the ground. As just scabs his claws, though noticeably less loud.
Sure, I got some sharp claws. No. I want to be louder.
And you are, you don't have claws or a shield that's scraping, but all you can kind of hear your knees banging around the armor of your kilt.
It's the one con of this whole thing.
I would like to, I guess, roll perception to kind of see if there's anything in, like, anything that I could use against the Blindheim if the worst comes to the worst.
All right. That's fair.
Okay, that is a 6 plus 6, 12.
You notice that the one of the stalactites in the ceiling looks a little bit loose, but you'd have to lure him to directly under it.
I'm a very small man, too.
I have a...
With a very big heart.
Something to you.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'd like to remind you fellas that I picked up wire, and we can use that to set a trap.
Yo.
Ooh.
I had no plans for how that would come back into play.
I'm impressed, dude.
Nice.
Okay.
Can I suggest onto that? I'm like still trying to do the voice.
I got gotcha. You.
I have this crossbow. Oh god. It's gonna take me a bit.
No, yeah. Just trial and error.
I have this crossbow. I shout so loud. I suggest that we lure it, trap it with the wire, and then I shoot the stalactite that's loose, so it falls on it.
I was thinking we could just, like, you know, use the wire to, like, tie it to the stalactite so when it goes through the wire because of the trap.
It's not that much wire.
How much do I have? How big is this place?
It's like 20 feet tall, and you have, like, 6 feet of wire.
I know a sturdy man who can do the job and stand under the wire and be used as bait.
It says I have 12. I have 12 of this 6-foot wire right here.
Okay, now let's see. Do you want roll persuasion?
Okay, that is not something
Is that a skill?
I don't think it is. Diplomacy? I don't have that either.
All right, well, anyway, let's see what happens.
Yeah, okay. 1.
All right.
Someone else should probably...
So, do your best critical fail at attempting to persuade any member of your group, I suppose, to be bait under the stalactite.
I mean, I was talking about a sturdy boy who can't roll against me right now.
Would you mention the sturdy gentleman by name?
Ivar?
Ivar, okay, so I'll fill in for Ivar.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
That was him accepting.
I can't tell if that was like an affirmative, like you're going to do it despite my rolling a 1, or if I have to then try and persuade you.
Number is but number. I will do it for a friend.
You're a beautiful man, Ivar.
I will be over here. Which stalactite?
The loose one. I'm sorry. The loose one!
Ivar can't see.
Here, wait, let me cast this light spell so you can see it, Ivar. And then I cast the light spell.
That sounds like a bet. Oh, wait, no, he's being bait. That's perfect. Yeah, do that.
I'm gonna cast the light spell.
Stand in the light. And, I'm going to say that all of us sneaky gents should probably just get into the shadows here.
So what are we doing? Are we setting up
a wire?
The wire to the stalactite? Because that would be one of us climbing up and getting it. Or should we set the wire so that it runs into it, and then I can shoot the stalactite down.
We could always just set up the wire, like, kind of like on the ground, you know, and then trip it.
Ooh, trip it, then shoot the stalactite.
That's, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so then it, yes, perfect. Let's start working on that.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
I feel like this isn't where you expected it to go at all.
No, it's not, and there's probably going to be some stuff that I'm going to have to reconcile.
I'm really enjoying how this is playing out.
No, obviously I would never make a suggestion for what to do next as DM, but I just want to point out the scenario of using this wire to just tie Ivar's ankle to a stalagmite so he can't get away.
I do kind of... tie him by the waist like Odysseus with the sirens.
Ooh, do any of you know how to tie a bowline?
What would that be under? I have craft
knowledge
alchemy.
Ah,
oh, damn.
probably engineering.
I don't have that either.
You don't need a bowline. He's going to comply
no,
anyway.
I know.
Knowledge.
Yeah. Okay.
Bowline's just good for dragging someone without squeezing their guts out. Like, it doesn't matter.
So do we need to roll to see how well we set up this trap? Or
I'd say that's definitely some engineering. Which one of you is best at that?
Do any of us have engineering?
I mean, rogues do things with traps.
Oh, yeah, wait. I'm trying to see where...
I feel like traps isn't much of a thing. I really think it's
yeah.
a...
I mean, there yeah, is, like, trap sense, and there are trap-setting talents and whatnot. And, like,
Maybe profession rogue. Sleight of hand could be something, I guess.
Yeah.
Stealth? I mean, it's a stealthy thing to...
It's a stealth-based trap.
It is. It's a tripwire.
I'll buy it.
Okay. So...
Negotiating with God.
Okay, so I'm gonna do
that's
stealth roll. 13 plus 8
is 21. Nice. You successfully use a couple of clove hitches, and so the tripwire is up and running.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right, gents, let's... Oh, God, this is going to go...
I really like your old radio hero.
The transatlantic was a good one. That
yeah.
was one of the better ones from last time.
Yeah.
Also, you don't need to keep apologizing, excusing yourself. Like, we understand.
Yeah, exactly.
Accents are a work
good
in progress.
Know.
Yeah, you'll get it.
Just kind of roll with it. Like,
yeah.
every time you make a mistake, just say, screw that, I'm going to
roll
keep
highly.
Oh, he did it.
Let's cut around it.
Yep. all right. Yeah. So, how do we get the Blindheim's attention to do this?
And you guys have Blindheim food? Oh,
I think
Ivar
should
help.
I mean,
there
I
is
could.
Ivar.
Wait. Do what? What do Blindheims eat?
Let me check. Subsisting on meals of fungi, rodents, and other underground
oh,
creatures.
Oh, perfect!
Wonderful!
We already convinced Ivar to do this.
Do we have an apple to stick in Scabs' mouth?
I'm going to hide in a bush under near where the stalactite
is. A bush?
It's not a literal forest, it's a stalactite forest.
I'm going to hide behind a stalactite.
I thought stalactites were on the ceiling.
I'm gonna hide behind a stalactite.
Is that your final
lose
answer?
Lose that inspiration.
I'm gonna hide behind a stalagmite. And near where the stalactite is, so I can get a good shot at it.
Alright.
Very all concise.
Have
cool.
fun with that, man.
you really didn't have to tell us that, bro.
We're all trying to be stealthy, and you're yelling your plans at where the Blindheim can... Actually, no,
they probably don't speak common, right?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Just from across the thing, what?
Who's there? I'm trying to sleep over here.
Did someone mess up stalactite and mite?
Not again.
That's like his whole deal, is he's just down there to correct any discrepancies over
yeah.
stalagmite versus stalactite.
He has really high knowledge geography.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, there are no traps around here. Now it's having my voice.
I better not find any copper wire in this cave.
So I'm gonna, I guess, also hide, and I guess it's Ivar's job to, like, get the thing where it needs to be, right? So.
I'm gonna, after you guys do that, I'll cast the light spell to see if I can get the thing in here. I'll cast it over Ivar. How's that?
That sounds great. I think that's... I'm sorry. That sounds great! I think that's what we're gonna do!
Alright. How do you feel about it? I mean, it's totally...
I agree!
How are you feeling?
Alright.
Are you comfortable?
No!
Yeah. So let's fight this as underhandedly as possible. I'm
right.
gonna hide as well, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, cool.
So Ivar is going to attract this beast in.
Yeah.
All right. So he pulls out of his bag of
yeah.
whatever he's carrying, his hammer space, and he unveils a tasty bowl of borscht, which is
yep.
I've never had it, but I imagine it's very similar to the fungi and whatever these things actually eat.
My mom makes borscht every year for Easter, and it's so you get this bottle.
Are you gonna explain to me how to make borscht? Because I will not have that on the podcast.
All right,
I'm gonna save Joey some editing. And just cut this off right here. Also, your last name is Worthington. Why is borscht one of your family specialties?
Because I'm Polish. Anyway, it's just the juices from meats that you cook in the same pot of water.
Brutal. What?
Yeah.
That's what it is?
Yes.
That probably smells
so bad, you're right.
Yeah, so I'm gonna guess the Blindheim perceives that smell very quickly.
I didn't know how accurate I would be when I assumed what borscht was. Yeah, that's perfect.
Extremely excited over the Polish delicacies from across the cave.
So Blindheim's gonna roll perception to see how well it smells it. 11. Ooh, this picture of a Blindheim, they don't have noses. You know what? They probably smell with their tongues.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Me too.
So he comes on stumbling around, and he catches a whiff of that borscht, and so he walks over curiously, eyes right on Ivar, not sure how to approach the situation. And then he quickly becomes sure, and gets a sneak attack on Ivar. Does anyone remember what Ivar's health is?
I think it was like 13.
Yeah, well, now it's negative 13. So, it lunges for Ivar and trips on the wire, and I guess I should actually make an attack roll. Okay, it gets a 3 on its attack roll, so it lunges at Ivar and catches all 4 feet on the trip wire, and it trips, and the wire was pretty thin, so it cuts itself up a little bit, and then it falls comically.
Okay. I'm going to roll for, what was it, hand crossbow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So that'd be a 1d. Or is it a 20?
No, you roll a d20 first.
Oh, okay. 13.
13. All right. I feel like a 10 would probably be enough. I never said how wiggly this thing is.
I mean, it doesn't have an armor class.
I mean, there is, like, hardness and stuff an item. I'll tell you what. I'll roll a d20.
Actually, a rock.
And then... Yeah, it's a 3 again. I think I might have gotten this loaded dice, which explained why my past attack rolls in other games have been so terrible.
That makes sense.
So the stalactite ruptures and falls, hits the Blindheim. Its armor class is 16, so now I guess I'll roll the damage of the stalactite. Okay, that was bordering on a 2 and a 20. I think I'm going to give it the 20, because I don't see any way of this stalactite just bouncing off of him because his gross skin was too strong. So, sweet. Now that's 2 criticals. The critical page on D20 was broken, because I don't know off the top of their head what inanimate objects do when they hit criticals. Kidding, it was an 82. That's pretty strong.
Yeah.
I mean, when a character does that, isn't that instant death?
Yes.
A
character... did it.
So who wants 600 experience points?
Me.
I did most of this.
No, I called it.
I'm right. Part of the idea.
You know what? I'm a big softie. I'll give you all 600 experience.
Sheep.
Anyway, we succeeded. That's good.
Yeah,
without
that
any...
was probably supposed to be pretty difficult, but...
Yeah, I was...
Yeah.
I feel like that's the third time this game we were supposed to have a hard battle, and we just got around it doing something completely different.
Hey, that's the way to do it.
Alright, so now you guys, I'll say that the light from its eyes is still going off.
Cool.
Because I don't know the biology behind that.
Now, if I cut off its head, could I use it like a Gorgon and just kind of carry it around as a lantern?
Its head is pretty big, but if you roll higher than a, let's say 13 with no modifiers, then yes, I will let you do that.
Okay. I got a 6.
All right, sorry about that, man.
No, it's fine, because I'm using my claws, so, like...
Oh, right. you know what? 6...
That's fine. Don't give it to me, man.
I'm thinking maybe, like, you could, like, just take one eyeball.
I mean, I'd rather pose the option to my teammates who have, like, weapons.
Oh, that's true.
But, you know.
I mean, I don't know how Adala is going to decapitate this thing with a spear, but I look forward to finding out.
No, but
use
it
as a puppet.
I could very easily just like jab the spear into the eye and then like kind of rip it out and just have a spear eye torch.
I don't know. Can you? Let's roll.
20.
All right.
So I guess it works really well.
Look, the whole head comes off. You're carrying out. You want to see a picture of this thing, by the way?
Yes.
Everybody gather around. This is what a Blindheim looks like.
All right, I'm going to describe it. It kind of looks like a fish, and he has a loincloth. Like, imagine, like, a kind of... this doesn't matter.
See, it's interesting that you bring up the loincloth, because are these things sentient, then? Like, if they make clothes for themselves, they feel vanity, even though it's dark. Let's make a new podcast about studying and figuring out Blindheim society.
I would love, like, a Pathfinder anthropology podcast where it's all speculation.
Yo, what up with dwarves? Like, the entire
fuck,
time.
Man, dwarves.
Okay.
I know, right?
Yeah, so you're now in this stalagmite forest with a dead orc and a deader Blindheim.
Yeah, and I kind of have the head of the Blindheim on my only weapon, so does anyone want to carry this?
I feel like...
I mean, you can carry it around by the tongue. Makes a pretty convenient handle.
How big are these things?
Call it, like... Wait, what do you want? Like, height? Or weight? What do you think?
How big is its head?
Its head is probably, like, the size of 3 or 4 basketballs.
I'm 3 feet high.
Oh, right. What race are you again?
I'm a halfling.
Hold on. How big is this that it's 3 or 4 basketballs?
It looks pretty big, didn't it?
Did we just kill a giant?
This thing looks big.
I mean, it looks pretty
big. On paper?
Well, yeah.
No, it's on a screen.
Oh, wait. It says small magical beast. Okay. Okay. So its head is the size of a solitary basketball, then.
Okay.
What?
That's pretty small.
I can't.
Okay, medium beasts are human-sized. You're saying that its head is twice the size of a human being's head, despite the fact that it is smaller than a human
being.
Did
you look at it? Look how big the head is proportioned to the body.
I mean, it's just a squat thing, though.
I maintain that its head is roughly basketball-sized.
All right, fine.
I just want the eyes.
Well, you took off the whole head. You shouldn't have rolled so high.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth, my friend.
Okay, guys, I got us dinner tonight.
I'm still not hungry.
Okay, I have this head, then. Let's just go.
Are you going further into the cave? You're going back to the town?
Should we do something with Ivar? He's just kind of lying there.
You want to loot him? I don't know what he has.
Yeah. I know he has a warhammer.
Yeah, a warhammer, and should we roll to see how much gold he has? Because
he had starting loot, so isn't that like 100 gold?
Tell you what, his body's not going anywhere. If you guys want to sort this out later.
That sounds great.
Double back.
Sounds good to me.
What about the dead half-orc? No one wants the...
I was just about to suggest.
Yeah,
did we check out that orc last time?
What the... I'm trying to let you just go with whatever. And I'll tolerate any accent, but why the 4-octave jump?
He's hanging out with small people. Just being insensitive.
Oh, I'm the biggest one here.
Size doesn't matter.
Yeah, we should definitely... roll to loot that guy.
It's actually a female.
Female?
Hold on, let me roll again then. there we go. 25.
What's the modifier on that?
Perception.
15.
21.
Alright, it looks like her body was already looted by a couple of skulks. But you all did pretty well, so... I'll give you, let's say, 40 gold each.
Okay, sure.
All right.
I
am down to clown with that.
Stupid skulks didn't check her inside pockets.
She swallowed a bunch of gold before she died.
Her insides or her inside pockets?
Well, her insides, because he's a rat. So
he climbed all up in.
But yeah, I was just assuming that he ate out her stomach.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know how rats do. Y'all want to see something?
Thank you.
Hey guys, check this out.
Okay, Scabs gets an inspiration point for referencing my favorite line from Django Unchained.
Man.
man, I know how to farm these inspo points.
Yeah, who knows where you guys would be if you didn't have the most impulsive DM in the entire world.
Alright, how are we looking health-wise?
None of you really got hurt.
Well, I mean, he got fucking killed last round.
Well, that's true.
So,
we all leveled up.
You didn't get
no, I cured him like five times with my healing domain.
Okay, yeah. so we're back, and we're good on spells, too? We've all got them back to full?
We rested last time before we came into the stalagmite forest.
Okay, well, in that case, you guys want to push ahead?
Indeed. Yeah. Cool. Of course. Sorry, I should be more appropriate to my character. I don't care. What do you want to do?
I'd definitely recommend picking that volume up a little bit, but I think it picked up this time, just future reference.
Okay, what are we doing, guys? I really don't care one way or the other.
Let's go more into that cave.
Okay.
That we're in.
Okay.
I'd like to roll knowledge, I guess, nature?
What you trying to find out?
Let's talk about skulks a little bit. Because you said that we perceived that they were robbed by skulks.
Yeah.
Skulk marks on you.
Yeah, so I'd like to know, you know what? No, I take that back. I'd like to do perception.
Okay.
And I'd like to just know how many skulks.
All right.
So I'm going to roll. Okay. I don't find out. I got an 11, but I just want to be in the dark if that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am. I'd like to roll perception to see.
Is that what your character would do?
I mean, I was trying to find out, like, how recently this
work
was robbed by these skulks.
Okay.
17.
There you go.
All right. You, yeah, here's how I'll do it. So, it looks like it was within the last couple of days, but you notice that her face looks somewhat familiar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if,
great.
So if you guys wanted to, if you guys wanted to explore more about where you might have seen this person or whatever,
Anybody recognize this person offhand?
No.
No.
All right, let's keep going.
All right.
I don't have knowledge anything that would tell me, so.
What would that even be?
Oh, wait.
I guess knowledge local?
I have knowledge local.
Oh.
Would you glean it?
Let me see.
Yeah.
One.
Nope, that's always
plus
one.
Plus seven.
No, that's always one.
Shit.
Believe it or not, you can't quite place it. Tell you what, since you don't have dark vision, I don't think you can't even see.
There's a big...
Oh, right.
Yeah, but he's not shining the light on the face right now.
On the one thing we're all focusing on.
Wait, but
that's a dolly diddle for you.
I do have these eyes. Here, just check this out.
You guys want an
eye? Eyes? What's eyes?
Never seen this bitch before in my life. All right, let's keep pressing on.
All right.
So are you guys going to the next room then?
I think so. If that's, yeah.
Okay, all right. One way or the other.
Dark River Cave.
Oh, great.
A dark cavern opens up here, its 20-foot-high ceiling thick with stalactites. A rocky shore overlooks a placid pool and stream, fed by a trickle of water leaking from a narrow fissure to the north. A small garden of toadstools and dark mold grows along the banks. So this is where the Blindheim lived.
Cool.
Great.
Back before you killed it.
Do I find its house? Like
pictures of its daughters and family.
I'm looking to make like human fish hybrids.
Do any of you speak Undercommon?
Nope.
Surprisingly, no.
That is surprising.
Right. I mean, I guess I could pick it up, but like I just didn't think it was Scab's his whole deal. I think he just speaks common for now.
Alright.
Yeah.
In that case... Oh, wait. There is some treasure, it looks like. That you guys have already earned, of course.
Cool.
Yeah, you get it for killing the Blindheim.
Nice.
So, you see a man's body, mostly eaten. So I think I'm going to inject some details about that. So his torso, completely eaten. All of his limbs, perfect condition, and he looks like he was in pretty good shape, I'd say. Maybe treadmill a couple times a week, and lifting weights every odd day. He also had a lesion on his head, but it was not the source of what killed him. It turns out it was benign.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good to know.
So, that's not all. That's not the only treasure, though. Don't worry.
It's a treasure.
He has 42 gold, a silver unholy symbol of Xiphis.
Ooh, that's right up my alley. I'm gonna take that. Is that cool? Like, do we want to roll need on this, or can I just have this?
What exactly? What was it again?
A silver unholy symbol of Xiphis.
Can I roll knowledge arcana? That's all I'm paying. See what that is?
Same.
Sure. Okay, I get a 16.
15.
We're rolling pretty on par. It's been interesting.
Yeah.
All right, so Xiphis is the god of accidental deaths and tragedies.
Same.
Perfect for your character.
Yeah. Maybe I'm going to take up Xiphis.
That's
Julia Louise Xiphis.
Your Xiphis will rival my Pharasma.
That may be the name of this episode.
That may be the name of Brian's next character. So maybe I'll look up more about Xiphis as time goes on, but that's all I can find right now.
So silver unholy symbol of Xiphis.
Exactly.
And can you spell Xiphis for me?
Of course. Z-Y-P-H-U-S.
Yep. Yeah, just like it sounds.
And two watertight potions of cure light wounds.
I feel like that should go to our healer, just so he's well stocked.
Indeed.
I feel okay about that.
Okay. I guess that leaves Thin Lizzy with the gold.
Ooh.
Like, if we're dividing this up that way, I feel like that's
the... I like the here. Accent on that ooh, bro.
Yeah.
How much gold
job.
Are we talking about?
42.
That's pretty good.
Do we know the exchange rate between gold and dollars?
You can find, like, there are websites for that. I believe gold is higher than dollars.
I was
like,
say,
it's worth more.
Well, yeah, because these stupid-ass greenbacks. Looking at you, Andrew Jackson. Because I was going to say, like, 42 gold sounds, like, pretty exciting. I'd be happy with 42
exactly.
gold.
Exactly.
And I'm God.
I'm at 135. Nice. All right. So, want to take us on a journey?
Yeah. That's really all there is in that room. So if you wanted to go in one room further while you're on a hot streak, you could do that. You could, I don't know, go and dump some stuff off at the foundry.
We've acquired a large boon of gold since we've been here, and if you
Indeed.
Guys felt the need to spend the gold, now would be a good time to peace out and to go purchase things, but if not, we can continue forward.
I think I'm fairly okay at this moment.
All right.
Great. Yes, and Adala.
I really don't care.
All right, then forward we go.
Okay, D&D or sorry, Pathfinder playthrough where no character has any conviction except one.
Well, all right.
It's in my character not make a decision.
Oh,
he's
brilliant.
Just...
Okay.
I said that, like, the beginning of last week.
That's true. You do only want to become a druid.
Yeah.
Okay, that's...
Everything else, I don't
You know,
really
you called
about.
That early enough that I'm not going to yell at you for it.
Damn straight.
Finn Lizzie, what's your excuse?
I'm just... I have enough stuff.
He's just happy to be
Finn
here.
Finn Lizzie's quest is to find out what the hell he sounds like.
I have 165 gold, but I don't know what I'd buy with it. I've
buy some bonds.
You know what? We're going up to the bond.
That'd be amazing. Okay, can that please be canon that he's just investing and so later he can make a withdrawal as long as it's at the appropriate interest point and he can just make more money.
Yeah, I'm going to say Well, are you guys going back to town then?
Yeah, sure, let's do this. So you're going to the bank, I guess.
So how much would you like to deposit? Oh, I know. I guess I'll have to come up with a character for... All right. Oh no. So this character's name is Johnny Cashwad. He's the teller at the First Bank of Galarian.
Is he wearing a lot of black?
Sure.
Okay.
He's in blackface and he's naked. he's a centaur. That's a playable race, and he's got a lot of paunch to him. He's got really stubby horse legs, and he's got like a real big Staten Island beer gut. So you walk up to
like describing fops to me right now. What's my dad doing?
His dad is half considered any of that. So, welcome to the First National Bank of Galera, and how can I help you today?
I'd like to buy some stocks.
Yeah, wouldn't we all?
I mean, yeah.
What you want?
How much is a stock?
What?
How much?
I'm sorry, that was probably too loud.
How much is a stock?
Invest in Apple stocks.
He also,
which I'm sure, are literal apples.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He also has no working knowledge of, like, the bank economy.
Really? I don't either, and I'm making this up.
You don't have knowledge banking?
Shit, you're right. I'm like looking at all. Oh god, I have nothing for that. I can bluff him.
You're holding up the line, buddy. Deposit, withdrawal. What's it gonna be?
What's your intelligence modifier?
It is 3.
As a person with higher intelligence, can I step in and try to help him? Or am I not at the bank with him?
I mean,
have we gone our separate ways?
Do you want to be at the bank with him?
I feel like he needs some help.
Alright.
It's either that or...
Sir, you can only manage your own account here. I'm sorry. No, it's
okay. Alright, see you later. And then I leave.
I'm sorry.
Nope, that was it.
Wait, crap boy.
Wait.
Is that what you fucking call me?
They're all the people in this town that need to use this bank. If you're having a lover's quarrel, take it off to the side.
I just want a side note. I love this character, and I hope he comes up often. But, he wants to make a high-interest investment.
That sounds lucrative.
Indeed.
Yes. Help him with that.
How much do you want to put down? And in what?
60 gold pieces.
Okay, I'm gonna make a suggestion. Anything but smithing. Like, right now, smithing, you don't want to invest it. Then again, you can buy low, and if you're confident that we will reestablish the smithing economy, maybe it is a good idea to buy wallets at the lowest.
That's true. Always buy during a bull market.
Exactly.
Unless that's the good one.
Could I roll for appraise to find what is the best at the moment?
That is the smartest thing I've heard today.
That, yeah.
Behind my screen, is this a critical failure?
+4, so I have a 6.
Alright. In that case... You put money down in the official stock of the Technic League.
Yes.
Great.
60 on the Technic League?
I mean, sure.
Gotcha.
Alright, putting that down. That's amazing.
Man.
Okay, so... Is your transaction at the bank done?
Why are you looking at me?
Yes!
I don't have anything to bank. I do have a purchase that I'd like to make while we're in town.
Alright.
Okay.
Have a nice day!
You too!
Bye.
Do I add
Don't let the door hit you on your non-horse asses on the way out.
I give him a jack-off motion and walk out.
Okay, so that
you got something to say, pal?
That character that, like, none of us have, can we give him inspiration points for, like, just all these singers that he saw together? So next time he sees us, like, he can just kind of, like, that non-playable character just, like, has shit that he can do.
So he can kill us?
Are you asking me to give myself inspiration points? I'm a little confused.
Yes.
That sounds terrifying.
I just hope he comes up more often. I'd like to think he's the, He's the guy who just happens to be...
He's behind everything.
Yeah. Okay. He works everywhere for
so you
some
guys
reason.
Are now exiting the bank?
That sounds good. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would like... Oh, okay.
Joey, roll perception real quick. Oh, I'm sorry. Scabs, roll perception real quick.
8 plus 6 is 14.
Okay.
Yes.
You step out of the bank a moment too late to fully catch this. But, and this is only perceptible to Scabs, which is why I had him roll. You see something very high up and very frightening seeming whiz by overhead.
Oh, god damn it. It's a fucking dragon with a machine pop!
Do you guys have anything to say about that?
Did you guys see that?
Let me
can I the door still, like, a little bit open as you're looking out?
That sounds impossible! I didn't see what you saw, but you sound foolish from here.
Should I try and perceive it too?
No, it's already gone.
Good to know.
It's so good.
What did you say it was?
It was a dragon with a machine part, probably!
A dragon with a machine part?
Probably!
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 We should go...
No!
What is
we
it?
We should let that do what it's going to do, and we should go back to the cave after I make a purchase.
Okay. What do you want to purchase?
I would like to go to, I guess, like, the local stables, or whoever makes, mounted equipment.
All right.
And I would like to purchase I have the money, a mount for a, 6-foot-tall centipede.
All right. So,
we still haven't met him.
So you guys begin to make your way towards the specialty saddle manufacturer. Actually, no,
Steve Saddles.
This definitely doesn't exist like in the saddle store. So you have to go to the extra weird sex shop that doesn't even have a sign over the door, because I feel like that's their specialty.
I feel like Scabs knows.
Oh, Scabs knows. Yeah.
Yeah.
He feels at home there.
So. As you're walking towards...
Knowledge, sex equipment.
As you're walking towards Shady McGillicuddy's sex hut...
I love that.
You're interrupted by a courier who has something to say.
Okay.
Got a letter from the Jarl. Moving up in the world, eh?
Oh, God.
So, he tells you guys... this guy... Let's call him Courier Number 6. Because I... Because fuck you, I'm DM.
I'd like to roll to kill courier number 6 so that a courier with a better name shows up.
Before or after he says what he has to say.
No, I'm kidding. I don't want to kill him.
You know I would let you.
I know. Oh, I just got the Fallout reference.
And so he hands you a very fancy gold trim, gold leaf, whatever, invitation to a gambling hall called Silver Disc Hall. And it's from the hall's owner, the extraordinarily shady Garmin Ulreff. That very, very scumbag name. And it has 100 gold in credit so that you guys can use for gambling and entertainment in his fine establishment. That's redeemable anytime this week.
I think we deserve a reward. A reward. my accent failed my diction there. And I believe that we should probably gamble. But first, I'd like to make a purchase in this here sex shop. So if you'll excuse me, I walk into the sex shop. I don't know if they're gonna follow me. I don't think I've explained my plan to them.
I hope not.
Yeah,
I really... Hold on, guys, I gotta make a purchase.
Like, Scabs is very, like, he assumes everyone's on the same track as him most of the time.
I'm thinking
but
he's
like,
very concise. Like, if they don't literally need to know, why would you bother to tell them?
Exactly. Because
don't have breath to waste.
He's so book-learned, and he's only 18. That,
is he
like,
really?
Yeah, no, like, I looked it up, and, like, Scabs, or Ratfolk lifespan is so short, but witches assume, like, a great amount of knowledge. So at 18, he's just amassed this, like, level of book learning.
Like the meme of the guy whose brain is so big that he's reclining in it and playing chess with it as it sits across from him from the chess table.
Sure.
But so, like a rat.
So
oh yeah, but a rat.
Yeah. So he's on a different time frame than the rest of people.
All right. So so you walk in.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Sleazy McGillicuddy. How can I help you today? He reaches out to shake your hand.
Oh, I know you, Sleazy. Ooh, oh, I always forget about how moist your hands are.
I always forget about how sharp yours are.
That's why I like you. I'm looking for, you know, no questions asked, right? That's your policy?
Oh, you know it.
I'm looking for a saddle for, say, a 6-foot-tall centipede.
Saddle for a 6-foot-tall pet centipede, you say?
I didn't say anything about pet.
All right. Well, no questions asked, as we've established. Say, you're about 4 feet tall, right?
Yes.
All right, that'll be a little bit more, a little bit higher than eye level, and you're going to want to go 2 aisles back. You'll find not a great selection, but more than you'll find at our competitors, I'll tell you what.
All right.
And you know what, because we've clearly done very much previous business.
So much business.
We know each other quite well.
I bought my first wand here.
Oh. Usual price is 75. I'll give it to you for roll, whatever that would be. Appraise.
Sure, I don't have that. 15.
I'll give it to you for 16. For 60. 60 gold.
60 gold? That sounds quite fair. Currently at 76 gold.
Will that be cash, credit, or debit?
Can you put it on my tab? No, I hand it.
All right, well, it's always a pleasure.
Oh, I'll see you next week for the usual.
How's the wife?
Oh, I'm sorry, no questions. And, yeah, with that...
Let me answer your question with a question.
Which wife?
Oh, I kid, I kid.
Oh, I like you, Sleazy McGillicuddy. I'll see you next week.
I'll see you next week, Scabs.
And, yeah, with that, I come back out of Sleazy McGillicuddy's, holding a saddle under my rat arm.
Can you describe this saddle? Because I feel like I can't picture it as gross as it should be.
See,
it's gotta look weird.
I don't think it's too gross. I think it's just shaped in a way that it's like, that wouldn't fit a horse. Like, just...
Okay. So...
A human couldn't sit on that.
I mean, it's very, like, kind of shallow, but very wide.
What's the color?
I was just picturing, like, simple leather.
Because I was picturing, like, lavender.
I mean, I'm down for the... If Sleazy McGill... Actually, yeah, if it's purchased at a sex shop, it's probably not, like, rudimentary. It's probably, like... Some nice stuff.
So the saddle, as I picture it, is a little bit less than normal width, but 2 to 3 times as long as normal.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm picturing.
A sort of pale lavender, but in the very center of it is the Prince logo, and some gold studding around just to fasten the somehow purple leather together.
That sounds great.
See, I like that for this.
No, I dig it.
Thin is just like looks down at it. Is like, is that a Prince logo?
Is Thin Lizzy a big Prince fan?
Yeah.
You guys gonna collab?
Yeah.
I actually think an elf prince would be like real good.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Wait, if you're named Thin Lizzy, why aren't you a bard?
That's a good point.
Take some bard levels at some point.
Might have to update that up.
We really need a rogue though.
Yes.
We don't need another caster in the party.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what's everyone's feelings on this invitation that you got to the gambling hall?
I'd like to ask Scabs, what makes you think...
I need you to talk louder than... I'm sorry. What's that, boy?
What makes you think we did anything to deserve the reward of going gambling? All we did was kill some bugs and the... fish-looking thing.
We found all those dead halfies, that's for sure.
But they didn't mean anything. We were supposed to look for that guy.
We have more killing to do.
Well, if there's more killing to do,
so
I suppose that it's time for the killing.
I feel like someone in this universe ought to say something about the slur halfies, but I feel like it shouldn't be me, given that maybe 7 minutes ago I was playing a character that was in blackface.
Yes. Especially maybe since I said that to a halfling, and he just took it in stride.
Oh, did they reclaim that? I don't know.
I don't know.
Is there a knowledge history for halfling rights in a...
Oh, I got a... I don't know.
Here, I rolled a 20.
Oh, I would hope so.
Yo, okay, what's the halfling history? How oppressed are you guys by the rat folk?
By the rat folk, specifically, you see the halflings, they were once in war with the rats because we were trying to take over the same sewer since that's the only thing that could house us.
I wish that was true.
I thought this was going to be some stupid shit, but it's working for you so far.
I love it. Sure. Okay. That's canon now.
Yep.
Rats just kind of called us havesies?
Sure, halflings. I like that.
That sounds endearing.
That's canon. No, because I think the rat folk, like, just the way they say things makes it sound bad.
That's
so
true.
Like, yeah, okay, halfsies. I'm sorry, that is so good. Alright, well, if you believe that we should go back down to the caves, we shall go back down to the caves.
I don't care one way or the other.
It sounded like you cared a whole great bit. I see through your ruse and all a diddle.
No, I'm just asking you, why do you think we deserve this?
Because I really just like gambling, but I mean, if you've a problem with it, why do you think I received this letter? Because I'm a member, probably.
If you guys want to split the party and have Joey get rich while Adala dies, I'm not going to argue.
That's good for a week, though.
That's very true, so hopefully we'll be done in the caves by a week, and then we can really celebrate.
Agreed.
Roll in the bitches. Oh, damn it. Rolling in the bitches would have been a great name for this podcast. Shit.
Joey, I'm going to need you to draft me a new logo. I like the one that we have because there are no misogynistic overtones there. I feel like this is a much much better net that we cast with just
family
roll
friendly,
highly.
Despite the explicit tag.
Wait, why is this tagged explicit? I feel like we've run into nothing problematic thus far.
Well, definitely. All right, so I guess we're going back to the cave.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we needed that confirmation.
Were you guys going to spend the night, whatever, so that you're just all refreshed and good when you
that
come
back? That
sounds
good. You want to do that, coordinate abilities and things?
Okay, yeah. So who's going to break to Valerie that her lover has died?
Ooh, I want to!
Oh. But what if... Can I be there?
Yeah,
I mean, you're
this.
All sleeping
yes.
there.
You want to tag team? You want to just go...
Does it
not tag team her, tag team the apology.
I mean, it worked for Kevin when he rolled, so I mean, you guys can give it a shot.
I don't want to. Scabs is above that.
I
Scabs
see
is
your
next
point.
Level, like, tantric.
I'd like to raise you. I mean, what did you buy this saddle for? If not for tag teaming a human girl while you are a 4-foot rat and you're with your 3-foot friend. And you know what? Thin Lizzy, you wanna watch?
I think I'm going to decide when
use
we get...
Use those deft hands.
Yeah. If things do occur, I'm going to... Like, I have to roll a sleight of hand.
Oh,
ooh,
gross.
Okay.
Just we were just going
to
tell her that
I don't want to have this conversation anymore.
I'm glad. Neither did I.
I thought we were just going to tell her that Ivar died.
Does anyone remember what voice I used for her last time? All right, mid-episode, do you want to pull up the last episode so we can figure it out?
Yeah, that sounds good. let's try your best.
How do broads talk? All right. Hey, guys, how are you doing?
Perfect.
Man, you sound different.
I was just smoking some cigarettes, and I forgot what I'd sound like, much like my friend Thin Lizzy does from time to time.
I guess you're right.
Say, where's the Russian one with the bomb dick?
Well, I've got some news for you, then.
Do you, then?
Yes.
Is he out getting it waxed?
Well,
you see...
More like embalmed. Because you see, we sort of used him as bait to kill a blind time, and things happened, and he's in a better place. And by that, I mean a cave decomposing.
Used him as bait? What did he do? Not show up to D&D an hour and 52 minutes in?
Well, I don't want to get too meta with it, but yes, exactly.
Oh, well. As much as the loss of such fine, fine Poon is deeply disturbing.
Oh, Poon like harpoon, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because it's a shaft.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good save.
Thank you.
Thank you for breaking down my metaphors.
It's what I do. You see, I grew... never mind. Let's not get into my backstory here, you see.
Oh, that's most certainly not.
I am a rat in disguise as a person. I bet I fooled you.
I thought that handlebar mustache looked mysteriously fake.
I pull it off and then just bring one rat finger to my lips and just go, shh.
That's some Courage the Cowardly Dog shit.
You have three people in a trench coat pretending to be a rat.
Three people Cannon. Punched over.
Three fully sized people.
That's why he's always on all fours. It's because their backs were tired. This is getting too far off the rails. Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that, and tell you that we're going to try our worst to get him resurrected.
Hey, I mean, so I could say I'm up here doing whatever it is. I think I'm tending bar.
Hey, question for you. If it came to resurrecting Ivar or resurrecting your father, it's your dad, right?
Well, tell you what, I'm going to roll this d4, and this is God speaking now. I'm going to roll a d4, and so evens is Bernie, odds is Ivar.
Okay.
It is odds, but also, nope. Why would Valerie be in charge of that decision?
I know, I love that, though, that she's just like, if my dad's dead, then my dad's dead, but, like, Ivar... I've got some bad news for you, though, in that case.
What's that?
We're going to resurrect Bernie anyway. If it comes down to it, we're not sure yet. We're going back into the caves now.
Have you?
I must away!
Have you seen him? I don't know if you know what he looks like, but he... Most of his features are pretty...
Glowing eyes?
Yeah, he has the blazing eyes, I was going to say. Yeah, he's pretty allergic to stalactites.
Are we all? Ivar was allergic to stalactites too.
It never mentioned what race Bernie Sanders was, so he could have been the blind time for all you know.
That'd be amazing, that plot twist. He just became a cave person.
Adventure over. It's been a good run, guys. Episode and a half.
Just drag the blind. What if we did that? What if we brought the blind time and then
we
just
have
like,
its head.
Then see? They're just like, this isn't Bernie, and we're like, no, it is, it is. Put resurrect him.
Put a ring of wispy white hair around like the back of its bald head. Yes. This looks like Bernie to me.
Just put on like a cheap suit over it. There he is.
We have these pictures of him running places.
Yes.
Like, spot on match.
Perfect. Alright, let's get back into the action.
Oh, yeah. So you want to go fast forward to just when you're in the next part of the cave?
Sure.
Like, what else?
Yeah, I mean, unless there's something that happens, you know, on our way, but...
A time card popping out of nowhere that says 2 hours later and suddenly we're there.
No, there is a random encounter thing, but that's not any of the things.
We have transition music.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's fire up some of that, but I think I want to do it while we're talking right now and just have it slowly play us out.
Of course.
So... So, next, A5 of the cave is the Skulk Watch Post. Do you guys want to see a map of the cave? Like, where you've been so far?
I mean, I've seen it.
Okay.
Well, let's see.
Yeah, it's right here. Yeah, A5
so
is
we've gone
this.
Like...
I don't even know what path... Oh, yeah, that's how it worked. Okay, cool. So, alright, eyes off now.
I would like to say that we've been stealthy in our approach, but I'd like to... Oh, never mind. We actually...
You want to try something there, Joey?
I have a 12 stealth roll. That's what that was.
Oh, okay.
So, I guess I'm kind of stealthed. I'm a little lower than usual.
You just shush people if they try to talk now. Well, not me, I'm God. You have no reverence, do you, Scabs?
I mean,
classic
apparently
scabs.
I'm kind of into Xyphus.
Casual. You found a rosary on the ground and were like, yeah, I can get into this.
That's pretty much what happened.
That's pretty much my life. Like, not Scabs anymore. This is Joseph talking. You know that's exactly what I'd do.
Alright, so at the Skulk Watch Post, a collection of crates, boxes, rubble, and scavenged metal lies heaped in the northwest section of this damp cave. Several strange chalk drawings of twisted, spiny plants, a strange three-legged creature, and an emaciated four-armed humanoids mark the walls. I do not know if these emaciated humanoids are Shabhads, but yes, they're Shabhads now.
Oh no!
So foray into Shabhads, for those who are unfamiliar. They're ripped as hell, and they have four arms, and they're from a planet that's not this one, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they're weird.
They're like orcs, but orkier, and I think blue. I always pictured them as blue. I pictured them as Machamp, actually.
And 10 feet tall.
Yeah,
and they use guns.
And they do use guns, but the guns only work on their planet.
Yeah.
Which is fine, because they couldn't get them through interplanetary customs anyway.
It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. Shabhad culture is very, very...
I love Brian's face as we're just...
I was, like, going back and forth, because like, I have, like, no clue, like... Half of that sounded real, and then the other half were like, they also have guns. I was like,
no, they Shabhad long rifles.
Yeah, no, that's,
okay.
That's a thing. I think they're a third-party race, so it's
but
like...
But they're not able to be used here?
Right, because their planet has lower gravity,
so
it's...
So the bullet will just fall out of the gun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, round number six jerking off, just the bullets fall right out. No force behind them.
Okay.
All right.
Good to know.
Let's kill some shit. So, I'd like to roll Perception as I'm in this Skulk Watch Post. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Alright.
I think there is more stuff that I... Yeah.
Okay, no. Tell me the stuff first, and then we'll roll.
The chalk drawings on the far wall are depictions of the things that the Skulks have seen in their forays into the habitat module.
Cool.
That'll
be neat once I'm able to really take a good look.
Yeah. Okay, so... You guys can tell, it says that you can tell, that the three-legged robot thing, it is the one that you fought earlier, last episode.
Neat.
In Valerie Sanders' house. And, all right, it doesn't say whether or not you know what the forearm things are. You can roll for it. Knowledge, whatever.
Okay, first question. Are there people here? Because it's a watch post.
It does not say anything about that just yet.
Okay, fine. Would that be perception, knowledge, history?
History sounds good.
Okay. That's 25.
So, the four-armed things, no one knows what they are. That's...
All right.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Sure.
Neat.
Okay.
Now, one thing that is now brought to your attention is a skulk.
Okay.
So skulk is a colloquial term for bandit, I'm pretty sure. And
interesting.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a race of monster.
I thought so too.
Have you looked at the bestiary page for it? The one I sent you?
I mean... Yeah, it shows a picture of it in this PDF. It looks human-ish. It looks
right,
like a human that doesn't get enough sun.
It's okay. I mean, it's not a human though.
All right.
Like, I mean, if you want to go,
I mean, you could call it.
Look at the bestiary thing and see what its description is. I think that might benefit us all.
Yeah, sure.
Because that should be a thing you're doing every time. I can't stress this enough.
Wow, these things are weird looking. I do not like this. Is it part invisible? What's it doing with these rocks?
A skulk is a smooth-skinned, hairless humanoid that has penetrating eyes and skin that shifts and changes to mimic their surroundings. They are cowardly and lazy humanoids that commit casual murder and theft in order to survive, and tend not to live in large settlements.
All right, God messed up.
I accept your apology.
I'm sorry, God messed up, as is so often the case. So, a single skulk, I know its name, I don't see why you guys would, lurks around.
I'd like to roll name.
Do it.
8.
That guy's named Keith.
Right. You know what an 8 gets you is that his name has a U in it. Oh wait, her name has a U in it.
Okay.
Can I also roll?
Go fish. You want to complete the puzzle, Chris? Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody roll. Let's figure out this thing's
I'm
name.
Waiting.
I'm ready to play hangman.
5.
You got a 5?
We need to stop this.
Yeah, I'm not going to get it.
Well, I rolled a 20.
Okay. So, in order, Brian, you know that there is at least one letter that occurs twice in the name. Chris, you know that its name is Lewipel.
Does he tell us, though?
Ask him. What are you looking at me for?
Do you know what the name is?
Oh, yeah, it's Lewipel. That's how did you know that? Oh, you know, I just...
God spoke to me.
Yeah, I had words from the wise god Phrasma, and he told me it's Lewipel. Lewipel.
All right.
You're holding other gods before me, are you? All right, so, Lewipel, before trying to slaughter the three of you, runs over, scampers to the wall, and yells into a hastily constructed set of tin can phones that three interlopers have just... three interlopers just entered. I'm gonna dispatch them.
Well, shit.
Whomever was on the other side. Don't see why you guys would know that right now.
Who do you think those three interlopers are?
What are their names?
I don't know.
Guys, I think they're talking about us.
Guys, I think you should all roll for initiative before this thing sneaks up on you.
Should I re-roll it?
Sure.
Okay. 19.
Plus.
Ooh, where's it?
I'm looking for it, too.
It's up here,
thank
so...
you.
I got...
23.
I got 16.
11 plus 6, which is 17. 17. So, what was yours?
I was 23.
23,
19? 16, I think.
16.
10.
All right.
23,
16, 17. Got it.
Okay.
So, what do you do from Lizzie?
How far away is it?
Good question. Let's say 15 feet.
I'm going
so
to...
So many choices.
Yeah, all two. I'm thinking about running at it with a dagger.
All right, are you thinking about it or are you doing
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to roll. 10.
All right. Plus?
Plus CMB, right?
Yeah.
So that's 0.
So its AC is 12. It sidesteps you. Next is Lewipel's turn. Critical failure.
Yes!
All
right, doing perfect. Good, guys.
Forgot
doing
to
good.
Announce the intention. But it's going to use its ranged dagger. I assume it's a hungamunga. It does say it has a ranged dagger attack.
Sure.
And it's going to fling it at Adala, because Adala was saying some silly shit when he walked in here.
He's like, that fucker guessed my name.
And I'm going to roll 2d10s now to see how poorly that went. Is that 50?
Yes. Oh, nope. 5.
Five.
Because right. The tens is at 0 and the ones is at 5.
All right. So,
five.
So not that bad. It's hungamunga, bounces off the wall and then goes just into a different room of the cave. That's not retrievable.
Cool.
Range isn't going to be a problem anymore.
Nice.
So
sweet.
Next up is.
You're welcome,
Scabs.
Guys.
I'm sorry. He just asked this. How close is Lewipel?
From you, 15 feet from
I'm like
Lizzie,
a little
like,
behind it.
Like 5 feet.
Cool. Yeah, I'm gonna melee it, which is a weird decision.
Roll
but,
it.
Okay. That is a 16, plus minus 1. So, that's a 15.
Alright, its AC is 12, so you get through. Let's see
nice.
How much damage you do.
Okay, so I'm doing a 2-claw swipe, and for our listeners at home, when I leveled up, I chose a hex that...
What's the hex called, by the way?
I don't have it. Like I have nails written down, and it might be called nails, but...
It very well may be.
It very well may be. But I, in conjunction with my current claw situation, I gain a plus 1d2, so I'm at 1d6 per swipe for damage. So that's a 2 and a 5, so that's 7.
Nice.
7 damage.
Adala, your turn.
I'm gonna melee it and I'm gonna attack it with my long spear.
All right.
Two-handed.
This isn't Dark Souls. You don't get a damage bonus for two-handed.
But I think you actually do.
Do you? I'm pretty sure we went over this same thing last week.
All right. Also, this is Dark Souls.
Well, you got me there. Roll it.
11.
Okay, AC is 12. It it parries your spear with its... What's its melee weapon? A short sword.
Great.
So, it is now Thin Lizzie's turn again.
Okay. I'm gonna go again with the dagger, because I'm closer this time.
All right.
Yeah. 12.
That makes it
hit.
That does not hit.
Ty goes to the runner.
Ty goes to the runner. All right. So, this thing's real slippery. I'm gonna say that it just grabs your wrist and then shakes its opposing finger in your face. Pushes you back.
Harsh.
Now it's its turn. And it rolls an 18. It's still a little bit mad at you, Thin Lizzie, for trying to stab
it twice.
He gets
his name.
So it is going to use its short sword, which is 1d6 plus 2. 4 damage.
Alright.
Actually, what's your AC?
What?
What's your AC?
17.
Alright, and it rolled the...
It rolled a...
You said 18.
Yeah, 18. So, yeah. Alright, so it goes through.
Oh, okay. So, that was 4
damage.
4?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now to...
Yo, keep... On your...
I got it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Now to Scabs?
Yeah. I'm going to use Ear Piercing Scream.
Alright.
Which hasn't worked for me in the past, but I'm gonna keep it up.
And you don't need to roll for that, right?
You do.
Yeah.
A fortitude save.
11 plus 2 is 13. So now I'm dazed for one round, it is, and it does.
That's 5 damage.
Nice. And now it is back to. Chris, or Adala.
There you go. I'm gonna heal this guy with Cure Light Wounds.
Ooh. All right. 1d8.
Yep.
Plus 2.
4.
He just healed me fully back as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, and it's your turn again. So are you gonna miss this thing with your dagger again? What's your plan?
Yeah, I'm gonna do that since they can't really do anything about it. 8.
At this point, the thing just slaps the dagger out of your hand. It's retrievable. Like, you're not screwed. It's just... It's really getting tired of your games. So, now it is his turn.
Oh, he's dazed.
Yeah, I was about to say.
So,
yeah.
He rolls a 9, but it doesn't do a damn bit of difference, does it now? So now it's Scabs' turn again.
Sweet. I am going to... All right, you guys want to see something terrifying?
Yes.
Oh, good lord.
Yeah.
What fresh hell awaits?
Give me 1 second. I promise. I promise this
You're
will
keeping
go
us
fast.
On the hook here, Scabs.
Okay, I'm going to use my hex, Dire Familiar.
Ooh. All right.
As my centipede.
Milligan the centipede. Or
millipede,
no, Milligan the millipede.
Milligan the millipede the centipede.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. He crawls out of my sleeve and then immediately like begins to grow as he like leaves my body until he is 6 feet tall.
6 feet long, right?
No.
Six feet in diameter.
6 feet in height.
Jesus fucking Christ. Can he even fit in this room?
I would hope so.
Yeah, he can. Let's.
Yeah.
All right.
Because he's a medium vermin, and I am a small vermin person.
If that's not telling.
Yep. He gets a turn. Then I think
he gets a turn.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
All right. Should we let Kevin roll for him? Or <what's>
the... So I'm gonna have him do a. Do a bite.
He's gonna do a bite.
He's gonna do a bite. So let's see. What is his CMB? Okay.
Cool. Okay, well, that doesn't work. That's a 3 minus 1.
Oh, right. 2.
So I'm picturing he takes a short sword and just sideways holds it out, blocks one mandible with the hilt and one with the blade.
It's totally fine. He's still there. He has another turn before he gets small again.
All right, let's hope he makes the most of it.
Hey, even if he just soaks up damage, that's fine.
Yeah. So now it is back to Adala.
I'm going to attack with my long spear.
All right.
12.
So I believe it, fine. For the second time, parries your long spear. And now it is back to Thin Lizzy.
So the whole dagger
thing... It's getting
thing
really upset with you.
The whole dagger thing hasn't been, working, and I'm, 5 feet away from it.
Shoot him in the face with a crossbow.
I'm gonna go for that. I didn't want to do it earlier, because I haven't, used my dagger at all yet, I believe.
Well, there's a reason. Maybe they
should. Now is the reason. 19.
So, as soon as you get back.
19.
Plus CMB, plus dex.
Oh, plus dex. So,
it goes through,
it's 21.
I promise you.
Yeah.
It's 21.
All right, and so you shoot him point blank.
Oh my god.
1 damage?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Grazing blow?
He moves to the side, it gets the cheek.
I'm picturing you sort of wing him in the shoulder.
How are we going to fight more of these things?
That's a very good question. I know someone who's doing real good.
Milligan.
Yeah, Milligan's taking point.
So it's his turn again. To Thin Lizzy, he attacks with a 7. Your AC, you said, was 14?
17.
17. AC is 17?
Yeah.
Damn, nice job.
Thank you.
It doesn't go through.
All right.
Got him.
A swing and a miss. Looking at you, Scabs.
Okay, so first, Milligan is going to try another bite. That is a 17 minus 1, that's a 16.
All right, that goes through. Let's roll some damage.
Okay, so damage is 1d6, so that's a 5, plus poison. Let's see.
Melody coming in to save the day.
Can we add a fear factor to that as well? Because she just came out of a daze.
Fear factor because it's a giant centipede?
No, because she just, sleep. She's like, oh god, wait, give me a sec. Whoa, there's a giant centipede here. Or is everyone just cool with that in this world? Because I feel like that's
everyone's
what it
cool
is.
With giant centipedes.
Yeah.
Well, it's a bit late to employ the fear factor. Not just because we're already one turn into the centipede being giant. But also, I'm sorry, Joe, what's the poison damage?
The poison damage is 1 damage per turn for 6 rounds unless you roll above a 13 in fortitude.
Well, I don't think I'll be rolling fortitude, not out of defiance, but because the 5 damage without poison was 2 more than you needed to kill Leupold.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sweet.
Milligan coming in clutch.
So that's 400 experience for all of you, including Milligan, if that's a thing.
Oh, that's creepy. I might make a character sheet for Milligan. Before
please do.
Before Milligan gets small again, I'd like to kind of walk over and just give it a pet on the head.
Oh, he's earned it.
Yeah.
He's a good boy.
I'm whispering good boy, Milligan.
Can
I'm so proud of you.
Can I high five many of his hands?
After a sports team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it.
Yes. He's very on board with that.
Roll a d20. That's how many hands you actually high five.
11.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
A decent amount. All right. Your palm's going to get sore after that anyway.
So yeah. I do a little how many experience was that?
400.
Milligan becomes small again and crawls back into my sleeve.
It's my favorite character so far.
I mean, he's the man. And... just wait, because I plan on tricking that spell out so much more.
I cannot wait.
Gonna get rims for Milligan?
Yes.
So I'm gonna be the only one that's just like, did anyone else see that? He just grew out of his sleeve and then went back?
Yeah!
That was fucking dope.
I know, right? The most he ever feels is just how cool Milligan is, and that he wants to become a dude.
Yes. Milligan is the only thing I feel strongly towards at all.
Yeah.
Me too.
After Lupin dies, 2 more skulks run in, very furious at the loss of their dear friend, and they look notably more tough than she did. Also, there are twice as many of them. So, so whatever happens next is going to be pretty problematic, but supposing we don't find out right now.
What are we gonna find out?
Next time on Roll Highly!
Hi everyone, Joseph here. I hope you've enjoyed our latest episode of Roll Highly. If so, please remember to review us on iTunes and to tell your friends about us. Also, we've opened up a new email address, rollhighly@gmail.com. If you'd like to get in touch with us, just to say hello, to tell us we're doing a good job, to tell us what we're doing wrong, to make any suggestions, or to, you know, just make any sort of contribution, we would definitely appreciate it, and we'll read every email that's sent. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you soon.